This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen. Giving all praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to his darling Son, Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary, so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. Amen. And to that blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comfort us and teaches us in all manners spiritually. Indeed. I can truly say today is a good day, because the Lord has blessed and spared each and every one of us to wake up and behold another beautiful day that the Lord has made. Like that old song that said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Oh, yes. I will rejoice. Oh, yes. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Because he done for me what he didn't have to do it. And I just want to give him praise, 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 praise. How many of you feel like praising the Lord along with me? Amen. How many of you feel like giving God some glory? Amen. This is yours truly, Robert C. Lee, coming to you live from the KAYT studios here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Just to ask you a particular question, and the question that I want to ask you right now, are you in tune with the Spirit? Amen. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18 states, for all things are for your sakes, that the abundance grace might through the thanksgiving of many rebound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Amen. And the 18th verse says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Now, when I read that last 18th verse, it puts me in remembrance of what my pastor used to always say in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He said, things are not as they seem because God has the final say so. So what it looks like, it's not the way it actually is. You see, my brothers and sisters, we have a tendency to look at things in the natural, but God wants us to look at things in the spiritual. For remember, we serve God in spirit and in truth. So the way it always is, it's not the way it actually is, because God has the final say so. Remember the story of Job? So much had gone on in Job's life. He lost all he had. He lost his children. He lost his family. He lost his land. He lost his riches. But he still continued to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. That's what I come to encourage you today, that no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how you feel about certain things, just continue to call upon the name of the Lord. Jesus is the answer. Oh, yes, he is. Now, my brothers and sisters, as we all know, we dwell inside of this fleshly body, mainly because God made the first human being, which was Adam, by breathing the breath of life into dust from the earth. Yes, and I would like to add, without God, human beings are nothing more than dust and ashes. For we all heard it said that when we leave this earth, our body will return back to the dust of the earth from whence it came. That is why it's so important that we be in tune with the spirit man, which is indwelled inside of us. Amen. Now, look back at the 16th verse. It says, "For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." You see, my brothers and sisters, you know, when we look at our bodies, we're not like we used to be when we was young. Amen. We have grown up. We have matured. We have gotten older. And as we get older, some of us are going to the doctor a little bit more than when we used to go to the doctor. You see, the outward man is going to perish, but the inward man is going to live forever. So the question is, how are you renewing your inward man day by day? Let me say that again. I say that our man is going to perish and going to return back to the dust of the earth from whence it came. But what are you doing on a day-to-day basis to renew the inward man, the Holy Spirit, which is indwelled inside of you day by day? You see, I come to the realization and understanding that each day that I wake up, I must make a what? A daily reprieve. And that daily reprieve is, am I going to live inside of God's will or self-will? Amen. And when I make that decision, make that conscious decision, then I must do everything within my power to allow God's business to be my business. Praise God Almighty. So on today, my brothers and sisters, I come to encourage each and every one of you all to do the best that you can, to be in tune with your spirit, man. For Jesus said in John chapter 4, the hour cometh when the true worshipers, let me say that again, because I don't believe y'all hear me now. I say the hour cometh when the true worshipers, I say the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must now keep in mind, the key word is must worship him in spirit and in truth. That is why we need to be in tune with our spirit, because the spirit inside of us is the Holy Spirit. And God speaks to us through the Spirit. Let me say that again. And God speaks to us through the Spirit. You see, my brothers and sisters, God is always giving us direction. God is always ordering our steps. God is always leading us down the path of righteousness. But the question is, are we always listening? Let me ask you again, are we always listening to what God is telling us through the Spirit? Yes, the Bible tells us to seek and we shall find. For we are always asking things of God, but when the answer comes and it does not complement to what we want, or it does not come in the way that we want it to come, or the way we want things to go, will we still listen? That is when we have to deny ourselves and pick up our cross and follow the directions of God. Because remember, God's process, God's way is not our way. And because of that fact alone, God is not going to always answer our prayer the way that we think that he should answer our prayers. Amen. But he will answer our prayers. Amen. One thing that I come to realize is that God does not operate the way that I think he should operate. And that is why we need to be in tune. Let me say that again. That is why we need to be in tune. Let me say that again. That is why we need to be in tune with the spirit man. Amen. That is indwelled inside of us so that we can operate in the capacity that God wants us to operate. I ain't saying the capacity that I want to operate. I ain't saying in the capacity that my mama want me to operate. I ain't saying in the capacity that my friends want me to operate. I said operate in the capacity that God wants me to operate. You see, my brothers and sisters, we face so many opposition, and the main opposition that we face is peer pressure. Peer pressure has a tendency to cause us to do things and react to things and respond to things the way that is not pleasing in the eyesight of God. But if I'm denying myself, if I'm consecrating myself, if I'm doing the best that I can to be about God's business and being in tune with the spirit man and listen to God's wisdom as he ordering my steps, as he is leading me down the path of righteousness, then I have a tendency to shy away from those things that the world wants me to do. Because, see, the world don't mean me no good. But God, oh, yes, he has the best in store for me. You see, my brothers and sisters, we've been made to endure for a while. And what we have to endure is the hardship, the trials, and the tribulations of this old world. And if we just hold out, joy will come. Remember that song by Bishop Paul Martin said that your tears are just a temporary release of the pain and the sorrow. Because when you start shedding your tears, the healing process begins. And if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, joy will come in the morning. For the race is not given to the swift, but it is given to those that will endure till the end. Oh, Lord, because the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Now, when we reflect back to our text, amen, the 15th verse starts out by saying, for all things are for your sakes. Let me say that again because I don't think y'all hear me now. All things, everything that you endure, all your life experiences, the hardships, the ups, the downs, the trials, and the tribulations, the good, the bad, the happy, and the sad is all for your sake. And because of God's grace, I say because of God's grace, I'm talking about God's amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. When I was lost, oh, Lord, he allowed me to be found. When I was blind, he opened up my eyes so that I could see. Amen. I count it all joy. As I go through this life, as I experience whatever I have to experience in this life, I count it all joy because I'm in tune with the Spirit, because I know God will bring me through. God will allow me to have my breakthrough. God will perform miracles. God will open doors that were closed in my faith. God will make a way out of no way. I'm so grateful today. I say I'm so grateful today because God has rescued me. I'm grateful today because God has set me free. I'm grateful today because God has redeemed me. I'm grateful today because God has washed me in the blood of the Lamb. I'm grateful today that God made a way out of no way. I'm grateful today that God opened doors that were closed in my face. How many of you can truly say that God has done great things in your life? If you know that God has done great things in your life, then you ought to just praise him with me right now. You ought to just give him glory and say, hallelujah, God is my all in all. The scriptures say God is a rock in a weary land. The old people, you say that God is my shelter in a time of storm, but I know him to be my bright and morning star. God is my rose of Sharon. God is. Now that 15th verse, I'm going to say this, and then it's going to be almost time for me to go. That 15th verse ends up saying, through thanksgiving to many, redound to the glory of God. Now when we say redound, we're simply saying overflow. Because remember, we are always walking in the abundance of the grace of God. We're always walking in an overflow, and God wants His overflow.